This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad you are with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and there you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage, and always our helpline is there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, if you're suffering from numbness, pain, tingling in your feet, you may be one of the millions suffering from something we call peripheral neuropathy. Well, now there's an advanced treatment available, and Dr. Dean Anderson is with us today. And Dr. Anderson is a chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with us again today. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's always good to have you, and we've enjoyed learning more about this condition called peripheral neuropathy over these last several months with you. So let's start out, for those that maybe haven't caught your other broadcast, what is peripheral neuropathy and then some of the symptoms people might find themselves with?
Sure. So peripheral neuropathy, Scott, is a condition where there's damage to our peripheral nerves. So these are nerves in our, most commonly in our feet, our lower legs. Patients can notice nerve damage in their fingers or their hands. But the condition is essentially affecting nerves in our periphery. The most common signs and symptoms that patients deal with is usually in the beginning some altered sensation, numbness, tingling. Patients will often describe the sensation of like their sock being balled up in their shoe or having a rock in their shoe when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the condition progresses, usually it becomes, more kind of intensified nerve pain. So patients can have burning, sharp shooting electrical pains. I'll have patients who oftentimes complain of like itching, you know, that they can't satisfy. And it's just it's a progressive condition. It's frustrating for a lot of patients because, they don't know what to do, and they've been oftentimes told nothing can be done for them.
Right. And, boy, this must be scary for people, and I guess it can hit at any age, but I think you tend to see it in a little bit more of our elder population. Is that true?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. It can affect all ages, but, most of my patients, I'd say, are usually 55 to 60 and over. And the reason is, there's neuropathy, there's always something that causes it.
Mm-hmm.
And so really just the more we live life, the more we're exposed to things. And as the older we get and our health kind of deteriorates, then the more we're apt to have those types of conditions that can cause neuropathy. And, one of the most important things that we focus on in the beginning with patients is understanding why they have it. Because a lot of people are told in the beginning, hey, we don't know why, or your neuropathy is idiopathic, meaning, again, there's no known cause. But
right.
I always stress to patients that there is a cause. And so, part of our job in the beginning, whether it's ordering diagnostics, looking through past history, but it's determining and getting an understanding of why they have it. And it's not, just diabetics or people who have, like, pre-diabetes who can get this. It's patients who deal with autoimmune issues
mm-hmm.
can get neuropathy. It can be a result of a just chronic inflammatory issue or, side effects of certain medications can cause it, certain chemos, chronic use of statin medications, a history of taking antacids for long periods of time. So there's really a number of things that can cause it. And so that's, one of our real focuses in the beginning is making sure we know why patients have it.
Right. Dr. Dean Anderson is with us. Their number is 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You can check out their website, denverneuropathy.com. Now, if you just ignore this, like most of us guys especially try to do, are there some more side effects we may feel or more serious side effects this could get into if you don't get in and get some treatment?
Yeah, I mean, neuropathy is known as a progressive condition. So in most cases, it'll get worse over time. Now, the rate of progression is different based on the patient and why they have it. Some people will progress faster than others, but usually it'll just start to work its way up the extremity. And patients can have, more intense pain, and eventually they can have real significant numbness. And with numbness just becomes loss of function. We'll have patients who they don't know where their feet are in space, so they're fall risks. We'll have patients who don't feel comfortable driving because they can't feel the gas or the brake. a lot of people are aware of, like, you know, diabetics who get to a point with their neuropathy where, you know, they'll have amputation. And, of course, those are, you know, very progressed cases. But those are the things that can happen over time as the condition just kind of continues to progress.
Sure. And this is something, well, we're seeing more and more. And I read an article a little bit, doing a little research for the show, and it said somewhere around 20 million people suffer from this.
Yeah. There's a large number, and the numbers are only growing. And again, the reason is it's because there's so many different things that can cause it. You know, and in this country, you know, diabetes is on a rise, so that's going to lead to more neuropathies. Autoimmune issues are on a rise. That'll lead to more neuropathy. So the numbers are increasing, and the reason that is there's just more health conditions that are also increasing that then lead to neuropathy.
Absolutely. So listen, if you are listening to this right now and you're suffering with some of these symptoms, or you have a loved one, or you know a friend at work that may be suffering from this, give Front Range Medical Center a call today, 720-851-9694. And here's a great special Dr. Anderson is doing for us. All you have to do is let him know you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. It is a $27 neuropathy relief consultation, and this will include review of your health history, past medical records, and a neuropathy-specific evaluation. This is a $245 value. Just to find out if you're the right candidate for this treatment. So, Dr. Anderson, first of all, we thank you for that because, man, I mean, I'm just going to be very honest. Your time alone is certainly worth more than that. But I know you do this just to make sure you're a good fit for the client and they're a good fit. And I know you want to add value and you want to help people.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. I mean, there's you know, a lot to this, and I've got to make sure patients are good candidates. We have to make sure that, you know, the condition isn't too progressed, you know, that we feel they're going to respond favorably to treatment. You know, we've got to make sure we understand why they have it. So there's definitely some steps we take to, you know, make sure we put patients in a position to succeed and, you know, get the desired results.
Right. Now, let's talk about the process a little bit. Someone hears you today. They give you a call, 720-851-9694. They book that appointment. Let's talk about the process and maybe what that first appointment looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So when patients come in the very beginning, essentially as they call, they would talk to one of my staff members to schedule that initial consultation. And when patients come in, usually that first appointment, I spend about 30 to 45 minutes where, again, I'm going through a pretty thorough health history to make sure I understand everything from that aspect. I also go through a very specific evaluation so I can determine the type of nerve damage they're dealing with as well as the severity of it. You know, a lot of people know they have neuropathy, but they don't know the type of nerve damage, and that's something that's important that we understand. So We've got to make sure, again, it's not too progressed. It's the type of neuropathy we can treat. And then usually after I do the exam, I'm spending some time actually requesting some of the patient's past medical records so I can comb through histories. And again, this is all to make sure not only do we know everything about the neuropathy they're dealing with, but we also make sure we got a good idea of why they have it and what's caused it.
Right. Now, I mentioned this is an advanced neuropathy treatment, and you've seen some great improvements with your patients with this advanced treatment. So why do you think you're seeing kind of these, you know, really good results with most of your patients versus maybe how this was treated in the past?
Well, I think that there's two things that really allow for that, Scott. Number one, it's the treatment technology we use in our office. And what we do in our office is we do a treatment that is electrical, and it's one of the most advanced forms of electromedicine. It's called electronic signaling treatment. And it incorporates really high frequencies and amplitudes of current that are constantly modulated. And this advancement in treatment, this technology is designed to be able to actually treat the nerve damage patients are dealing with. So we're really able to actually treat the source of pain, you know, the nerve pain. So with this, we're seeing patients who, you know, have been dealing with, you know, burning, sharp shooting electrical pains. We're able to see a great reduction in the nerve pain. So patients can sleep at night. They can be on their feet longer. Patients who are dealing with paresthesia and numbness and tingling are able to regain feeling and have less numbness, so their balance improves. They feel more confident driving. So this advancement in technology is really allowing us to address these nerve symptoms patients are dealing with. So the first thing that allows us to have the success we do is the treatment technology. The second thing is that what we do is very comprehensive, and this just goes back to us making sure we get a good idea of why patients have the neuropathy in the first place, because the treatment, again, is all about addressing the nerve issues and the pain or the symptoms the patient has. But we want to make sure we know why they have that nerve damage, whether it's blood sugar issues, you know, prediabetes or diabetes, or it's an autoimmune issue, or it's a chronic inflammatory problem, it's a side effect of a medication, because we want to make sure we address those issues. And as we go through treatment, if it's an inflammatory issue, we're able to address that problem, or we're able to address these blood sugar issues, because we want to make sure when the treatment gets them better, these symptoms don't come back.
Sure.
And so in my opinion, the only way patients have really long-term success with this condition is not only addressing the nerve damage with the advancement in treatment, but also addressing the underlying issues that have caused it.
Absolutely. Dr. Dean Anderson is with us. Again, he's a chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, and this is advanced neuropathy treatment now available right here in Denver. And if you missed a few minutes ago, here's our special offer for you today. It is $27 neuropathy relief consultation. This will include your review of health history, your past medical records, and a neuropathy-specific evaluation. This has a $245 value. And again, Dr. Anderson's kind of do this for us here on Haystack Health Radio, and he wants to find out, you know, if you're a candidate for treatment. So give him a call today, 720-851-9694, and you can visit denverneuropathy.com for more information as well. Another couple of minutes here, but why, and I mentioned earlier, you know, guys especially, we try to get through all the pain and wait, and I'm sure you've never looked at a patient yet and said, wow, you came in too early. Most time people come in too late. Why do people, what is it in our makeup that just makes us want to wait till it really gets unbearable? And probably a lot of times in this, if someone would have come a year sooner or something, you could have helped them more in a quicker fashion, I should say.
Yeah, you know, I see it, man, a lot. I see oftentimes patients, you know, they wait so long. And I think there's a couple of reasons. Number one, I think that a lot of times patients just aren't aware that there's other things that can be done for them. You know, and oftentimes they've been told, hey, you know, you've got neuropathy and there's nothing else that can be done. And so, you know, patients really don't know until, you know, they've heard about us through, you know, one of our other patients or referral or a program like this. So a lot of times it's because people don't know there's something else out there.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it, Scott, is I think it's just, I mean, unfortunately, it's kind of human nature. You know,
sure.
A lot of times we just tend to kind of deal with things and hope that they're going to go away on their own, when in reality, you know, they kind of don't. And over the years, it's just kind of creeps up on us. Eventually, you know, it gets to a point where patients are like, okay, you know, enough is enough. And then they're at that point where it's like, hey, I want to do something. And so, yeah, sometimes in those cases, am I looking at the patient thinking, man, you know, if you'd come in 2 years earlier, you know, instead of maybe having 60, 70% improvement with treatment, maybe we'd have gotten 80 or 90% improvement.
Right.
Yeah, I think that can happen at times, but I think it's kind of human nature, and I don't know that that'll ever change.
Sure. I know what you mean. Well, listen, you can make a change today, and you got to take that first step, and that's just by making a call to Front Range Medical Center, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694, and ask for your $27 neuropathy relief consultation. And once again, this is a great value. It includes your review of health history, past medical records, and a neuropathy-specific evaluation, a $245 value. All you have to do is mention that you heard Dr. Anderson here on Haystack Health Radio. And again, that website, denverneuropathy.com. Dr. Anderson, hey, I know you're busy, but thanks for taking a few minutes with us today, and we'll look forward to our next conversation, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
All right. That's Dr. Dean Anderson, again, Front Range Medical Center, denverneuropathy.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll take a short break and be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friends from Mosquito Authority, Gino Panapinto. Gino, how are you, sir?
Doing well, thanks.
Hey, good man.
Thank you.
We mosquito season is upon us, and of course our listeners have been hearing your ads and have heard you on our show a few times, but I wanted to get you on just for a couple of minutes here just to really talk about the importance of this, because I was talking to our vet, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and they were talking about how, you know, sometimes we don't think about mosquitoes biting our pets, but that's one of the biggest causes for heartworm. And so, man, when we talk about just the aggravation of mosquitoes to us, it can actually be a serious issue.
Well, there's no question about it, and we frequently get questions from customers about, about the safety and the reliance of our product when it's around pets. And what we want our customers to know is that the ingredients in the solution that we use are actually milder than DEET, and they actually have ingredients that are pretty much the same as the stuff that's in flea and tick shampoo that we use on our own pets as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, once again, I will 100% give an endorsement here from Mosquito Authority. We have been using them for several years at our church camp that we have up in Sedalia, and they have just done a tremendous job. And I can tell you our camp runs for about 9 weeks during the summer. And our mosquito issue is gone, and we're about, 7,500 feet up there, but had some wet areas there sometimes after snow and all the different things. But all during the summer, we have just had zero mosquitoes, and we are very, very thankful for that, because it sure makes your outdoor experience a lot more pleasurable. Now, you're doing a special offer here through Memorial Day for maybe new customers calling you through our show and everything. So tell us a little bit about that for two treatments.
Yes, we're offering a Memorial Day special for two treatments currently for $105, and that $105 will actually get you $150 value, which would be the two treatments that would normally cost add up to $150. And the reason we're recommending two treatments anyway is because if we don't get all the mosquitoes the first time, we'll come back in that 3 week period and not only make that second application, but if you had mosquitoes in the interim, you're going to get a no mosquito guarantee.
Well, that's great. So once again, give them a call, 303-688-2847, 303-688-2847. And just mentioned you heard them here on Haystack Health Radio, and you'd like to get that special offer, and that will go through Saturday, May 25th. And I recently just contacted a mosquito authority in the Dallas area, is where I'm from, and my father is still there, and he was telling me they had a lot of mosquitoes, and so I got him hooked up, and mosquito authority came out to his house the other day, and it's only been a couple of days, but he hadn't seen any since, so that's already a good sign.
Well, it is, and we're happy to know that we have other mosquito authority franchise owners in many different places such as that. And in fact, we even received a call today from someone who somehow by mistake found our number, and we referred them to somebody out in Illinois where they were actually trying to get mosquito control.
Oh, great. Okay. So now around just a normal residence and around a house, usually do like just the front yard and backyard areas. I mean, is it around bushes? What's kind of your main treatment areas?
Well, exactly. We do primarily focus on the backyard and where people spend most of their outdoor time. However, if that mosquito problem extends around to the front of the house, we certainly will take care of that as well. But what we do is we build a barrier by treating bushes, as you mentioned. We do shrubs and trees and bushes, and really all of the foliage parts of the property that surround the yard. And if there's a wood fence, that's a good place for us to put our application onto as well. And what that does is it leaves behind a residual that is perfectly fine for people and the pets to be around. But if a mosquito lands on it, it will either kill the mosquitoes, or it will repel them to where they won't want to fly into that area. And when we've treated some customers' yards, for instance, in Highlands Ranch, we had where the one customer had mosquitoes, or excuse me, that once we treated for the mosquitoes, they didn't have anything in their yard. And right across the fence, there were mosquitoes in the neighbor's yard.
Wow.
That had not been treated. Because that's how isolated and effective that barrier can be.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Gino Panapinto is with us, Mosquito Authority, their number, 303-688-2847. And look, here's the main thing. Don't wait till you have a mosquito problem, all right? Like, get it handled now, and while they can even get to you because they're busy too and they get a lot of calls, so give them a call. Mention you heard them here on the show. And this is a tremendous value. I'm telling you, I promise you, you will be very, very happy with their services. And you get two treatments for $105. This is a $150 value, and that will be going through Saturday, May 25th. So usually from the first time you come out, then you wait, as it usually a couple of weeks in for that second treatment, or how does that work?
Normally the second treatment is a follow-up that comes 21 days later.
21 days, okay.
Yes, and that, because the solution and the application is really designed to work for 3 weeks, it just won't be, it may not be effective for a longer period of time, but it generally will take care of them for that length.
Gotcha. And, you know, I mentioned, and most of the time we say pets, we think of cats and dogs, but I was even reading an article, you know, about the danger to horses. And we got a lot of livestock here in Colorado, different places, you know, in Sedalia, Castle Rock, different areas like that. So you also treat those areas.
We do. In fact, we have some customers with horses that definitely want us to do those kind of treatments. And we can do it in the vicinity of where the horses will be as well, which is going to be a pretty important thing to protect them, because certainly the West Nile and other diseases can be contracted by horses.
Right. Now, what's the main area that you service, you know, with your franchise there?
I'm sorry?
What's the main area of town that you guys service with your franchise there?
We cover all over Douglas County. Primarily, we have customers in Castle Rock and Highlands Ranch and Parker, and down as far as Larkspur, really, and anywhere in between.
Okay, great. And once again, I'm not trying to oversell this. I'm just telling you folks, this works, and we have seen it. work for us for a number of years here, and they're going to be doing our camp again this year, and this is a pretty good size area, and we have 400 people a week coming up there, so I mean, it has been super enjoyable, and man, when you think of all the backyard barbecues and activity, your kids out there, your pets, whatever, you want to enjoy it. And Mosquito Authority, one thing I really appreciate about you guys, besides just doing fantastic work, is you don't sit there and try to make me sign up for 6 months or 4 months or sign some kind of contract. So tell us about your thoughts on that.
Well, exactly. We are not a contract kind of arrangement where the customer can use our service, and if they like it, we'll come back. We'll set them up on a program if they want on that 21-day schedule. But there's no obligation and no contract necessary.
All right. Well, good deal. Once again, give them a call, 303-688-2847, 303-688-2847. You can also visit mosquitoauthority.com. But mention the special, Memorial Day special, two treatments for $105, and they'll get rid of those mosquitoes. No contracts, no commitments, and no mosquitoes. You can't beat that. Gino, hey, thanks for taking a few minutes. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
My pleasure. Same to you. Thanks.
All right. Take care, sir. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Mosquito season is upon us. Don't let mosquitoes keep you from enjoying your summer activities in your yard. At Mosquito Authority, their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. Did you know that when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections to your furry friend? For new customers, take advantage of the Memorial Day offer. Two treatments for $105, which is a $150 value, running now through Saturday, May 25th. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have back in studio Dr. Mark Riggs, 5280 Functional Medicine. His website, 5280functionalmed.com. And their number, 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. Dr. Riggs, great to have you back in studio.
Excited to be back, Scott.
All right. Man, great show. A couple weeks ago, we talked about some great things, and, I think something that just really we need to discuss a little bit further, and that is cholesterol and its relationship to cardiovascular disease. And, you know, I think a lot of times people think, this cardiovascular disease is only for older people, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. But I want to retouch on some of the things that we did on that previous show to talk about cholesterol and its relationship to cardiovascular disease.
Right. So the reason I'm talking about cardiovascular disease is because, or cholesterol rather, is because it's the number one most talked about thing when it comes to cardiovascular disease. And number two, it tends to be the focus of conventional medicine when it comes to cardiovascular disease treatment. So just as a reminder, heart disease is the number one chronic disease and killer in America. It affects 1 in 4 Americans, and it's estimated that 90% of heart disease is preventable, which supports the argument that nutrition therapy should be at the forefront of our approach to preventing and treating heart disease, but it just currently isn't. And then what little we do hear about nutrition and heart health, we're told to consume more grains. You know, you see that at the base of the food pyramid, and we're told to consume more polyunsaturated fatty acids, like vegetable oils, corn oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil, which have all been shown to actually promote cardiovascular disease. So on the last show, I discussed what cholesterol is and that it's not the terrible thing that conventional medicine and drug companies and the mainstream media has made it out to be. And I also explained the various essential functions of cholesterol in the body, which is why it's so important to have optimal levels of cholesterol. So if you haven't checked out or if you missed the last show, check it out on our website, www.5280functionalmed.com.
So I was thinking about this through our last few shows. When most patients come to you, many times they're often at their peak of frustration because they've been to a lot of other type of regular medical doctors and not been able to get help, not be able to feel better. And so when we talk about, you know, some of that frustration, I think it sometimes comes because they don't know what the right level is with certain things. There's so many different studies out and articles. So talk about that a minute.
Absolutely. So basically, conventional medicine likes cholesterol less than 200, despite the fact that there's really no solid evidence to support this recommendation, and despite the fact that there are so many other markers that we can test for that are much more accurate predictors of future cardiovascular risk, which I'll explain in more detail later in the second half of the show. But I personally prefer my patients' cholesterol levels to be between about 170 and 230 in association with appropriate lipid ratios. And cholesterol levels over 300 are typically a sign of a genetic defect called familial hypercholesterolemia, which affects about 1 in 500 Americans. It's difficult to test for, so clinicians usually just default to that diagnosis if cholesterol is north of 300. But that being said, I'm much more concerned with cholesterol being too low than being too high, and cholesterol levels less than 140 while not on a statin are actually not congruent with optimal health and are a sign of potentially serious chronic disease. If cholesterol levels are less than 140 while on a statin, more often than not, those patients have symptoms that are related to the functions of cholesterol that I detailed in the last show. And this is why it can be very dangerous to suppress cholesterol with the use of medications like statin drugs. And personally, my record in my office is a patient with a cholesterol level of 78. I mentioned 170 to 230, I would consider to be optimal. So that is just not compatible with optimal health. And believe me, this patient was suffering with significant health symptoms that could all be traced back to a cholesterol deficiency.
So really these statin drugs, I mean, while they're trying to correct something, boy, you want to talk about screwing up a lot of other things in your body. It really, really can.
They certainly run that risk. Yes. Yes. So, you know, as I mentioned on the last show, this whole low cholesterol craze started with the diet heart hypothesis, what it's called. And this is this idea of increased dietary cholesterol and saturated fat, raising serum cholesterol and promoting heart disease. Then this hypothesis was tested using some very flawed scientific studies and failing to control for some significant lifestyle factors, which led to inappropriate and inaccurate conclusions about cholesterol and saturated fat, for that matter. And these conclusions are still being applied to today's dietary guidelines for heart disease. And what's super interesting, though, Scott, is that even the founder of the diet heart hypothesis, Ansel Keys, eventually reversed his support for a low cholesterol diet in 1991, and so did a former president of the American College of Cardiology, Sylvan Lee Weinberg, in 2004. And those articles associated with those testimonies are posted on our website. But by the time this debunked hypothesis had already become deeply ingrained in American popular culture, and food companies and the media were all on board, and the wheels were just already in motion. So it's also worth noting that ever since the low cholesterol, low fat craze began in the 60s and 70s, the fat and cholesterol in many food products has been replaced with sugar. And beginning at that point in time, with such a dramatic shift in the American diet, there's been a steady rise in the rates of chronic disease across the board in America, with cardiovascular disease dominating as the number one cause of death. Another really interesting fact that few people are aware of is that in 2015, the U.S. government quietly reversed these dietary guidelines and dropped the strict limit on cholesterol that had been in place since the 60s, because newer evidence didn't support that association between eating cholesterol in the diet and heart disease. But they had to do so really quietly, because something so ingrained in the American culture, sure, would start to make people question just about everything else. If cholesterol is coming into question, what else were they wrong about for over 50 years?
Absolutely. And when you look at all the marketing side of drugs and the money that's there, that's the last thing these pharmaceutical companies want, is something, the truth, I'll just say, come out about statin drugs, right?
Well, you're right. Yeah, there's a lot of money in it. So, statin drugs were introduced into the market in 1987, and Lipitor, or atorvastatin, is the number 7 most prescribed drug in the U.S., and it rakes in about $8 billion a year just by itself.
Wow.
And all the other statins combined is about $20 billion. So it's big business. And a little bit about statins. They work by blocking the enzyme responsible for the production of cholesterol by the liver. And as a side note, they also block our production of a nutrient called coenzyme Q10, which is necessary for heart health. In fact, my pharmacology instructor, Dr. Dan Richardson, who's passed away, he always used to say that statins attempt to clean out the pipes but weaken the pump through that mechanism. So anyone taking a statin absolutely must take CoQ10. And it's also important to talk about statins regarding two main populations: those with current cardiovascular disease and those without current cardiovascular disease. That's a big distinction. The research shows that if you have cardiovascular disease currently, statins do mildly reduce rates of heart attacks in all age groups by an average absolute risk of only about 3%, right? Now, an analysis by Dr. David Newman in 2010, which drew on a large meta-analysis of statins, found that among those with pre-existing heart disease that took statins for 5 years, 96% saw no benefit at all. 1.2% were saved from a fatal heart attack and had their lifespan extended. 1.2%.
Wow.
2.6% were helped by preventing a repeat heart attack. 0.8% were helped by preventing a stroke. 0.6% were harmed by developing diabetes. And 10% were harmed by muscle damage. So additionally, of that 1.2% that I mentioned just a minute ago that were saved from a fatal heart attack and had their lifespan extended, those patients were all men under 80 years of age with pre-existing heart disease. This is the only population that demonstrated an increased lifespan with the use of statin drugs. And in men under the age of 80 without pre-existing heart disease, men over 80 with or without heart disease, and women of any age with or without heart disease, statins have not been shown to save people from fatal heart attacks or extend their lifespan.
Wow. And isn't usually the goal, so to speak, of once you're put, I shouldn't say the goal, Well, what happens is once you're put on that statin drug, most of the time people are on those for life.
For
really,
life.
Just so every day you take something, you're more damage.
And part of that is not the prescribing doctor's fault. It's because that is our current standard of care.
Right.
The doctors really have their hands tied. The prescribers really have their hands tied because if they don't put that patient on that drug with the numbers where they're at, then they're liable. Something sure. ends up happening to that patient. But it's just a symptomatic approach, and nobody is healthier on more medications and statins. And in fact, oftentimes, you know, although it may prevent mildly fatal heart attacks and increase their lifespan, it's also associated with a whole host of other issues and increased disease that I'll talk about here in a second when we get back from break.
Great. And real quick, just to let you know, Dr. Riggs is a licensed doctor of chiropractic medicine. He is board certified in diagnosis and internal disorders. He's board certified acupuncture practitioner, a nationally registered certified medical examiner, currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. It is 5280 Functional Medicine. 720-722-0386 is their number, 720-722-0386. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon is a certified estate planner, regional vice president of Householder Group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial. David Cishon knows that building a secure financial plan begins with comprehensive strategies in estate planning, income distribution, tax and investment planning, and risk management. Cishon Financial is a family business, and they treat their clients like family. Cishon Financial holds to the highest fiduciary standards, representing their clients' interest above all else. Call now for your free consultation, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Joined along, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us from 5280 Functional Medicine. Check out their website, 5280functionalmed.com. And real quick, maybe this is a good time, Dr. Riggs, talk about an upcoming seminar you have Saturday, May the 18th, from about 10 a.m. to 11:15 in Englewood at the, Natural Grocers. It's a health talk you do there. So tell us a little bit about this seminar.
So this next health talk coming up is all about managing symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. It's excellent information. It's all based on a holistic functional medicine approach, a conservative approach to managing those symptoms and managing the fluctuations in hormones like estrogen and progesterone based on the underlying causes.
Right.
Functional medicine approach, the underlying causes of what causes those hormones to get out of whack in the first place.
Sure. And this just shows kind of your broad scope of your practice of all the, I mean, here we are talking about cardiovascular disease, and now you're going to be doing a seminar on menopause. So it does show you, boy, the vast scope of your office.
Yeah, it's, our license to doctor of chiropractic medicine provides us with a generous scope of practice to be able to specialize in many different things. And while we still see patients for musculoskeletal ailments, the typical chiropractic complaints, my wife and I have specialized in these chronic internal disorders, one, because we really, really enjoy the detective work that goes into it, and number two, there's just not a whole lot of these type of practitioners out there, so we really wanted to be the kind of doctor that we never had.
Right. Again, this will be Saturday, May 18th, from 10 to about 11:15 in Englewood. It's on Arapahoe Road, the Natural Grocers there. And you can give the office a call if you'd like more information, 720-722-0386. Again, that's 720-722-0386. Okay, talking about cholesterol and all, and so many people are confused, I think, with just, and we talked about where their levels need to be and all that. And to stay off drugs, I think, is the key. And just controlling everything with diet, and that is possible, right?
Yeah, and I'm not saying as a blanket statement that I'm against medications.
Sure,
they all have their place, and what I'm a proponent of is exhausting conservative care first. But if you're on a risky and potentially harmful medication like a statin, there are potentially a whole host of conservative options that you can exhaust first, prior to or during being on that statin, to see if maybe you can improve your health and be less dependent on those type of medications that are inherently associated with adverse effects. And this is really important because in recent years, doctors have been putting more and more patients on statin drugs prophylactically, right? These aren't even patients with cardiovascular disease yet. They're just putting them on to prevent. And despite the underwhelming evidence of their efficacy in that population, they're still being prescribed. And several studies have come out recently that show that taking statins increase the risk of things like muscle damage, liver damage, cataracts, kidney failure, cognitive impairment, including dementia, impotence, and they significantly increase the risk of developing things like diabetes, especially in women. So if anyone is interested, I've attached links to those research articles to our website, 5280functionalmed.com. You can check them out there. And personally, I can comment that probably more than half of my patients taking statins are either currently suffering from symptoms due to the statin, or they've decided to take themselves off of the drug because of the horrendous side effects that they experience. And also check out the videos on our Facebook page by Dr. Hyman of the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Jack Wolfson, a board-certified cardiologist, and Dr. Stephanie Seneff, a senior research scientist at MIT, who all warn about the ineffectiveness and dangers of statin drugs according to more unbiased published research. So the bottom line is that the American public has been bludgeoned over the head in recent years by a brilliantly executed marketing campaign by the big pharmaceutical companies and really their cheerleaders in the media, telling us that cholesterol is bad and that statins are the answer, when really the underlying cause of heart disease isn't high cholesterol in the first place because of your body is broken. It's actually due to a poor lifestyle and the body is just responding to that poor environment. But it's important to keep in mind that teaching people to be healthy is only about 3% of our $3.2 trillion healthcare budget, and 86% is invested into chronic disease management. So we can see really where our priorities lie based on the amount of money that we're investing in Americans. And as I say, health and disease are not so great for business.
Right.
It's right in the middle there. Sickness is really where a lot of the money is made. So, yeah.
So, you know, and you do a very, very thorough consultation, which we've talked about before. So if things start leading you to this cholesterol, maybe being high or cardiovascular disease, will that start out with like some blood work to let you see what you're looking at?
Absolutely. And the blood work that we run is incredibly advanced. It is light years beyond just the basic standard of care with the basic lipid panel and total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol. As I alluded to a little while ago and last show, high cholesterol isn't a disease in and of itself. It's a symptom. And the body doesn't make mistakes. It just responds to a variety of lifestyle factors and to some degree, to a very mild degree, genetic factors that interfere with normal physiological functions. So the underlying causes of cholesterol that I'm sure patients have been dying for me to talk about here for the past show and a half, these are all causes that we can objectively test for, and these are a lot of the underlying causes of high cholesterol. Number one, metabolic dysfunction. This one is huge. It's primarily caused by the standard American diet that's typically laden with sugar and flour products, because insulin, which is produced by the pancreas as a result of eating those products, stimulates the liver's production of cholesterol. So in this case, in this particular patient, this is why individualized medicine is important. A low glycemic diet is really the answer. That's the silver bullet in that particular type of patient. Number two, gut dysbiosis. This literally just means an imbalance of the good and bad bacteria, and this leads to an increased reabsorption of cholesterol in the small intestine. Number three is poor thyroid function, because thyroid hormone is necessary for the proper processing of cholesterol by the liver. And in fact, before statins came out in the 80s, doctors used to use low doses of thyroid hormone to treat high cholesterol, even when patients had relatively normal levels of thyroid hormone. And number four are environmental toxins and especially heavy metals. Number five, chronic infections like H. pylori, even low-grade viral infections. And number six is the genetic component, the familial hypercholesterolemia. And this is the only one that's difficult to test for. The previous five that are very, very common underlying factors are all relatively simple and straightforward to test for, and we do test for these routinely in our office. So knowing this prior to initiating a statin drug, or even if you're already taking one, it would be a wise investment to investigate these underlying causes, because you could potentially restore a lot of physiological balance and potentially not even require a medication like a statin for the rest of your life. And considering the significant adverse effects that we discussed earlier, in my opinion, it's a really, really smart investment. So additionally to all of that, we also have the ability to test patients who have high cholesterol for whether he or she is overproducing cholesterol, or if he or she is over reabsorbing cholesterol. And this is significant because statins only block production of cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And many patients who come into our office are either taking a statin or considering taking a statin are not overproducing cholesterol, they're actually overabsorbing it. So in that case, based on the mechanism of action of the statin, the drug isn't going to address the overabsorption, because that's not how statins work. These different mechanisms are important to differentiate, because the different mechanisms cause us to develop high cholesterol. The different mechanisms that cause us to develop high cholesterol determine what drugs and conservative therapies are most appropriate for you as an individual. And that being said, these tests are just not standard of practice, because which just means that they're not run by most doctors, because most don't have the training in advanced cardiovascular blood chemistry analysis. And because of that lack of training, no matter what the advanced cardiometabolic markers reveal, the focus of the treatment will tend to focus almost exclusively on total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol, and then put you on a statin. So the treatment doesn't change, because the statin is usually the only tool in the toolbox.
Right. Couple of minutes left here, so I'm going to touch on this, because I think if you ask people, okay, cholesterol, what makes it high? I bet you if we stopped 10 people on a street corner and ask them, everyone would say eggs. And we've talked in previous shows, and you say, Not true.
Yeah, not true. Ignore anybody that still is under the impression that eggs and cholesterol, high cholesterol foods increase cholesterol. Last show I mentioned that only 20% of dietary cholesterol is uptaken and elevates our blood levels. So the exciting part about advanced testing for cardiovascular risk is that the recent scientific literature has demonstrated numerous biomarkers that are far better predictors of future cardiovascular risk than serum cholesterol. And these markers are all included in any of our advanced cardiometabolic panels, and they include advanced lipid markers, not just the basic lipid markers, but other lipid markers like LDL and HDL particle size and number, lipoprotein A, or LP little a, which is a super important and very harmful particle to really know. The cholesterol to HDL ratio, ApoA to ApoB, and I explain these to my patients in our report of findings, what they mean and what we need to do to go about correcting them. We also assess inflammatory markers like homocysteine, high-sensitivity CRP, fibrinogen, LPPLA2, oxidized LDL, your omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acid ratio. These all increase, they greatly increase your risk of developing heart disease or stroke. Other markers are metabolic markers like fasting glucose and insulin and fasting leptin, adiponectin, hemoglobin A1C, HOMA-IR, which is a very early predictor of insulin resistance. And we also take into account hypertension, smoking, nutritional status, stress. These all are serious contributors to cardiovascular disease. So, you know, like I mentioned, it goes light years beyond the basic lipid panel. And this is
you've got to look at that whole picture. You can't just look at one marker.
You've got to look at the whole picture. Just the basic lipid panel being run is the reason why nearly half of people admitted to the hospital because of heart attacks have normal lipid levels. While they appear normal, an advanced test like ours would likely pick up dysfunction in advanced lipid markers and other inflammatory markers that predispose to serious conditions. So, please, if anyone listening, if you or anyone you love is suffering from anything that I've discussed today, feel free to make an appointment for an advanced cardiometabolic workup because it's designed to identify patterns of blood chemistry, again, that go light years beyond the basic lipid panel like cholesterol. And they help us to catch and overcome interference in the body that already exists, as well as other problems years before they manifest in overt disease, potentially. And this is why we're able to conservatively manage patients further upstream from disease via diet and lifestyle factors. And what I just described is true prevention, and frankly, in my opinion, it's the best medicine available.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Riggs, great information. Give his office a call now. Get that appointment, 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. And just a reminder, on his seminar, Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. in Inglewood, it's on Arapahoe Road, the natural grocer's there, on managing menopause and perimenopause. Again, their number if you have questions, 720-722-0386. Dr. Riggs, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.